está. Mr. Chair, Excellencies, Portugal recognizes that accelerating women's economic empowerment is not just an issue of fairness, but a critical path to achieve broader social and economic goals. Gender equality fuels economic growth, reduces poverty, and promotes social cohesion, all of which are essential for sustainable development. We are making significant investments in education, vocational training, and work-life balance measures to ensure that women can fully realize their potential in all spheres of economy. A key pillar of our economic policy is the sustained improvement of competitiveness and income for Portuguese citizens, with a particular focus on addressing structural inequalities. In this regard, I'm pleased to highlight the new social dialogue agreement signed on October 1st, 2024, which sets an ambitious national agenda for improving income levels, wage and employment prospects, while also ensuring better safety and health conditions at work. This agreement reflects a collaborative approach between the government, employers, and trade unions, aiming to value income and wage while addressing youth employability and aiming the national capacity to attract and retain talent. Young women, in particular, stand to benefit from this increased focus on employability and skills development. Importantly, this process will continue to prioritize the active promotion of gender equality. We are committed to advancing a new generation of policies that support work-life balances. These measures are designed not only to empower women economically, but also to ensure that no one is forced to choose between career advancement and family responsibilities. In addition, we remain dedicated to eliminating the gender pay gap and promote women in leadership positions. In conclusion, Portugal remains steadfast in its efforts to accelerate women's economic empowerment. By working in cooperation with our social partners, we are laying the foundation for a more equitable future, where gender equality is not only a policy goal, but a lived reality for all. Thank you.
Thank you. May I remind delegates that any written statement can be actually delivered to the Secretariat for its upload into the website. I have four more countries requesting the floor on this item: Armenia, Finland, Cyprus, Ukraine. Could I please ask you to be very precise on your comments? Armenia, you have the floor.
Not request the